It does not, but I'm talking mainly The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, RuPaul's Drag Race. I will not watch RuPaul's Drag Race UK. I cannot bring myself to do that. I have tried to watch Love Island. I cannot do it. It is just not good.
What is Love Island?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm gonna take a bit from like other people's opinions on this. Like, you know the premise of The Bachelor.
Yes, generally.
Okay, so imagine The Bachelor, but instead it's British people, but not like that cute British thing that was like popular way long time ago. It's like Oi Guvna level, like I'm from Essex level bad of English. And it's like a
Is that
bunch of
racist? I don't know.
it's not a cute accent. I don't think anyone from Essex is going to say they have a cute accent. And so they get like a bunch of men and women who are, I'll say, more promiscuous, I suppose, throw them on an island in little to no clothes and just say, like, have sex. And it's on, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say for the audience that's not on, and for you, it's on every single day. Every day. 5 days a week. Like, The Bachelor is on once a week and it's like edited together well. This is on, they just record them all the time. They edit it together in like one day, I guess, and just throw it on TV.
I just have a had a great idea of what we can talk about.
What are we going to talk about?
Biola tea.
My gosh, yes.
We can go through their posts.
Let's do that. Oh, whoa, I just thought of a great idea for our podcast.
Right, go for it.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Oh, so I just talked about Love Island on the air. Oh, no. Oh, okay, well,
Also, is there a way to like video this?
I don't know.
Sorry, keep talking.
Okay, this is it. Okay, hopefully you'll edit this out. I'm saying that we have no name for this podcast. We have no any kind of like, we're not revealing our names, but we're also not being like very secretive about it. Like, we'll say that. To reveal a bit of our identity, neither of us are cinema students, so we are in this building
Yeah, we just said
without
that.
any right to be in here. We're just hoping no one kicks us out. And I guess I'm saying is we don't have a mission for this podcast. He just hit his head. It was pretty funny. We don't have a mission. So are we going to be talking about like fundamental topics? Am
What
I
is
j
a fundamental topic?
It's
Is privacy a fundamental topic? Did I win you over?
Yeah, you did. I won't like I'll start using a VPN. I'm not going to do all this other like other stuff, but maybe we just talk
At
about
least
like
now
Biola
they,
things.
now when you tell a professor that you were sick and then they see that you were actually just watching Disney Plus for 10 hours
I'll give
straight, they
you a real
won't
life
know.
example of this. It's a good thing. It's a good thing you can nix that. I just said your name.
Oh, I mean,
He's
dang it. Gotta fix
like,
this all. All right, go
okay, you
ahead.
can just nix that anyway.
Yeah.
I'll say it's a good thing you don't have my location because I said I had something before this, and I was just really getting sushi with my friends. That's why I was
No, I
like,
knew that's what you were
oh,
doing.
okay, good. I was like, I'm
I
just not
know
gonna
your
tell.
friends.
Dang it. I was like, I'll just tell him it's something important.
I hate you so much.
So, I do want to talk about Biola Tea and Biola Confessions.
Yeah.
I want to talk about like the in like a big sense and like a big brain context of like I feel really guilty following these accounts because really it's just like them. We're not sponsored by it. It's them just like on stuff and it's like very antagonistic, if that makes sense. And it puts me in a bad mood, but I can't hit unfollow. And I don't know why that is.
Well, I think it's because like it could be anyone who's sending in these messages. Like you could know them, and that
That's not what gets me.
oh
I
really?
get
That's what gets
paranoid
me.
if I'm acting like an idiot in public, which is granted always,
Oh,
then
you just
I'm
want to
gonna.
make sure that you don't
Yeah,
appear
that's
on
exactly why I follow them, because I'm like one of these days.
Yeah, no, I think yeah, you're right. It is just kind of a negative part of Biola in general. I like to believe that it is the case of a vocal minority, that
Yeah.
it doesn't represent most of Biola, that most of us are not leaving condoms outside of Alpha.
All right. I guess I'll say we're not saying that these accounts shouldn't like you have a right to do whatever you want on the internet. We're
Yeah.
not limiting I just want to get that out there.
As long as you just understand that this is not the majority of Biola culture.
Yeah, very much so. It's like people, I need to get their opinions out there.
I think half of it's fake.
Yeah?
Honestly.
Definitely the things on the stories are fake, and I say that because I've sent in fake things to the story.
I sent in a real thing the other day.
Yeah.
And they didn't post it, and I thought it was pretty good.
What was it?
One of my friends was walking back from lab, mm-hmm. and they texted me. They're like, are you allowed to have sex on campus? And I'm like, or off campus? Why? And they're like, because I just saw something in Hope as I was walking back from lab. I'm like, what?
The amount of times I have walked in the Hope parking lot and someone in, two people in a car, whatever, are just going at it. I'm getting tired of it. Like, at this point, the shock factor is worn off. Please stop banging in the Hope parking lot. Like, for the love of God.
I can't believe. So I have heard numerous reports of these sorts of things happening, and I have never encountered even something where I'm like, is something going on?
Okay,
I don't know if I'm just really oblivious or if I'm just really lucky.
I mean, I want to say the former, but I feel like it is the latter, because it's not like you're like, what are they doing? Like, if you see a car that's just like rocking back and forth and it's fogged up windows,
really,
like, what? Like, what do you think? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say I'm not like out in Hope parking lot late at night, but
you know, as someone who is a frequent late night parking lot dweller, yeah. I see my fair share of people banging in the parking lot, and I do not enjoy it. Please stop. Do it on the top of a parking garage like a normal person. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that don't do it on the ground level.
All right,
again, we are not sponsored by Viola in any way.
Yeah, so there are so many of these accounts popping up, and I know, like, I run one of them, but it is kind of getting excessive. Did
they
you see
say
their
that?
One?
Wait, I'm going to say that someone told me this today, and it was like, the one greatest thing that a man can do for this world is not start a podcast.
Oh, no.
I see the irony. Don't worry. I feel like at this point, it's like the best thing a Viola student can do is like not start a Viola Instagram account.
I feel that.
Yeah, because you are added in both those scenarios.
Yeah, I'm party foul, I admit. But the Viola Campo account on Facebook posted. Did you see that?
You use Facebook?
The person? No, no, no. But they posted on Viola T.
They caught the chick?
Yeah, they caught the chick who broke into Horton. And the Campo's official caption was, when career criminals like this one come to our campus to burglarize / steal from our students, it gets personal. Well, their luck ran out last night. Excellent work by campus safety team and the teams from LA County Sheriff's and the Whittier Police Department.
Wow. Well, I'm glad they're kind of getting into it.
And then they put a stamp over the person's photo that says, in custody.
Oh, no. Okay, I will say, I was kind of like checking it periodically when this happened. And it was like, let's roast these people on whichever Viola account it was. And then people were just being racist. And I was like, that's not roasting. You're just being racist. I don't know how to tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. They're anonymous.
I guess. It's just a little bit like, I'll say to those people, if you're like making fun of him because of his race, you're being racist. Stop that.
All right. Well, you heard it here first.
Don't be racist. Hot take.
I wish Frick Viola posted.
Oh, I forgot
more.
That was one.
Yeah. They are the biggest account.
Are they actually?
Yeah. They have like over 3,400.
Oh, followers. That was the one that is, it's older, isn't it?
It's really old. And I think it was passed on at one point because it's too old to be one student, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That makes sense. They were pretty good.
It was quality. Frick Viola, if you're listening, you've fallen off a cliff.
I'm sad. They were consistent. Viola Big Boys, I believe, is one.
Yeah, not a fan. It's just kind of like generic Christian memes, kind of.
You can't diss them. They do live on the core, and they will come for you.
Oh, no.
Just like, regardless of who you are as a person.
I'm sorry, Viola Big Boys. You deserve to be bigger than Confessions.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, are you a Viola T, or are you a Viola Confessions person?
Oh, T all the way. I mean, I... Confessions is kind of, it's not as spicy.
Yeah. I think that this is me maybe encouraging you, Viola Confessions, for your kind of more personal takes on things.
Yeah.
Viola Confessions is much better at being like anonymous, I guess, with their, like, it's less personal. I have a harder time guessing like who they are, if that makes sense. Mm.
You know who, well, I feel like I'm closer to figuring out Viola T than Confessions.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I read some of, like, the captions, and I'm like, I can't really tell if it's a guy or a girl. Yeah. I can't tell what year they are. Like, obviously not a freshman, but, like, I can't peg it for any sort of major gender.
Yeah, I really like when Biola T like gets into it. They hop into the conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Biola T is much more funny with, like, I think I saw one point and it was like, come find me in Singspo. And I'm sure that, like, maybe they're less, you know, holding onto their privacy, but I do enjoy that aspect of it.
Well, they dared me to figure out who they were. And I mean, let me find the. They said, I'd rather you try to deduce my identity through thorough investigation and clues. Yeah. And so I sent them a link that if they clicked on it, it would have given me their IP address and location, but they didn't click it.
Smart, smart people. Shout out to Biola Confessions for having a minimal idea of
Biola IT. Or T.
Biola T. Biola IT runs Biola T.
PTSD, but they know who I am, and it's scary.
You didn't do a very good job of hiding it.
No, I didn't. I think my proudest moment at Biola thus far is when Biola T said, thanks for being super cool and mysterious. And then...
Wow. Put that in writing.
When they figured out who I was, they said, it's okay. Your secret is safe with me. I respect your account too much.
Wow.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you, Biola T. I think we should give... I'm a big fan of the expression, you walk down the middle of a highway, you're going to get hit. So I'm going to give my official stamp of approval to Biola T.
All right. And Biola Confessions?
I want to respect you guys for your dedication to the game. You were there first. Mm-hmm. We're not undermining that. We want more. I guess you're focusing more on quality, and Biola T is going on quantity, dare I say, which I respect, but give
Maybe.
Me more.
I mean, I guess it's to each his own. I actually prefer tease content, but...
Let's see. Biola Confessions. I've unfollowed and followed them so many times because I just get like, I don't need this attitude in my life. And then like the next day someone's like, dude, you see what happened on Biola Confessions? And I'm like, okay, fine. So I apologize for following and unfollowing you guys so many
times.
I'm
sure there's some PR lesson there.
Probably. It works. It's probably them just like walking by being like, oh, did you see what happened on Biola Confessions? And I'm like, I gotta follow them again. It's so good.
Okay. What is this Biola confession? Majorly disappointed when the great American power forward / center and 15-time NBA All-Star Kevin Garnett wasn't at the Eddie.
Is that a confession? As two non-sports people, I'm going to guess that this is going to be a bad guess if I'm wrong. That's the person who performed at the Eddie is also a sports player of some sort.
And then they weren't at the Eddie?
Yeah, because it's like they have the same name, so that it was a joke. Like, a sports ball player was going to come, and then turns out it was some, like, D-list person playing music.
I see.
Okay. You know, maybe let's just Google it. Garrett.
In comparison, Biola T's most recent post is, saw this in the Hope Elevator, and it's an STD testing pamphlet.
Oh, man. That's a rip.
That's the kind of quality.
Ew.
Biola anyway. Tea and Crumpets.
What is that?
It only has 158 followers.
Oh. All right, I'm going to put it out there now, and I realize that this is hypocritical. One more time. Hypocritical, because you do run a Biola Anonymous whatever account. Please stop making them. Unless you have an original idea, no more.
See, mine's not memes. It's not confessions. I feel like
yeah,
it is
yeah, you have new
I'm
content.
Providing a resource, kind of, although... this person, I almost said your name again.
Don't do it.
Is mad at me for turning it into a privacy thing instead of dating.
I literally was like, I came here for one reason and one reason only, and it was to date somebody. And then he turned it into like, you know, private man is a fundamental right. Download this VPN. Now you can only text me on Signal. And I'm like, ugh, where's my man?
We'll find you your man eventually. it's just... lower priority at this point.
Oh my gosh, it's the
only reason
if I
anyone
to do
listening
podcast.
To this is like from this person's voice.
Okay, if you're going off just my voice, I will be single forever. I will not listen to this podcast back because I don't want to hear my own voice.
Oh yeah, I won't either. Although I do, I have to because I have to figure out where you said my name. But
I have to do it twice.
All right, well, Biola IT already knows who I am, and all my friends know I run the account, so at this point, I don't even know if I'm going to bother. Because no one's going
to
listen
to
this.
No one's
going
to listen to this podcast. I'd like to remain anonymous, but my Instagram is at...
Slide in her DMs.
Yeah, if you're interested in women who...
if you're interested in women.
Yeah, I'm just going to end it there. If you're interested in women...
There you go. She is, in fact, a woman.
I am.
Last... I was going to say last...
Nope, yeah, stop there. yeah, I think, cause just for my own sake, you can definitely cut this part out. Like, gaslight me right now.
I don't
gas
know
me up.
What that means, 100%.
Gaslighting is not what I meant. I meant gas me up. Like, listen, if you're going to run a viola dating thing, you have to be like, and behind curtain number one, we have this young woman. She wears the same pair of Target sneakers every day. She has the same scooter as everybody else. It has been stolen, so she bought a new one impulsively. Now she has two scooters.
Mine got stolen, too.
Really?
Yeah, this is my second or third scooter. Dang. No, it was stolen. It was stolen twice. And, like, Campo was like, oh, yeah, it straight up got stolen the first time. We saw someone come onto campus and, like, leave with it in the footage.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine someone just, like, scooting away?
What in the world, man? But the second one, they found it.
Okay, that's good. They also, my roommate actually found it. And it was after I have an impulsive thing. If somebody steals something, I'm just like, that's their truth. I'm on a journey. I'll just buy a new one. Case in point, you know how I lost my water bottle, like, 3 days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I already ordered a new one. And I got a text from Rafen and was like, hey, I found it. And I was like, well, now I have two water bottles. They were not Hydro Flasks. I don't subscribe to that lifestyle. But
well, I'm glad you found it because I had some good stickers.
Yes.
Oh, I do want to just say, got me a sticker today that says, lost your data? No worries. We have a copy. And it's a picture of the NSA logo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another promotion for dating me. I do have a sticker maker. So if you would like some, I just pirate them off Redbubble. I like take screenshots.
That's
and print them out.
That's the only reason I'm her friend. Actually, this is the first sticker I've got. So.
Yeah, it's true. What are you gonna do? Yeah. I don't know. What else are we gonna talk about? I don't know. This one's really chaotic. I don't even know if we can upload this one. We have no mission for this podcast.
See, I think there might be a void here on Viola's campus.
To listen to my gosh, what if we got enough gains that, like, we could, what's that one chapel that I never go to on Friday mornings where they, like, film the podcast?
Viola Hour?
Is that what it's called?
Well, I think the podcast one's Viola Hour, but I don't know if it's on Fridays.
Oh, okay, well, we just get sponsored by Viola Hour and we just talk. And you guys get chapel credit.
We're the most successful Torch podcast, and we snuck into the Torch studio.
Okay, you know by the health center, there's like this road sign, and it's got, there's like a Biola podcast, I swear, and it's on the road sign. You know what I'm talking about? There was a Biola podcast, and it had a name.
There was a Biola radio station.
What's that called?
Well, I think it was called the Torch back then, too. I don't know. My dad was on it.
Dang.
So was my grandfather.
Oh my gosh, and you're really ruining it right now.
Yeah.
Not my dream. It's yours.
Just kidding. I don't know if my grandfather was on it. My grandfather was a radio announcer for a while, but I don't know if it was at Biola.
I did come. I was in the car with, I guess we're not saying your name, and his grandfather
apparently
called.
We are now.
Well, he's saying my name. And he called, and I was like, he has a lovely voice. And you're like, he was a radio announcer. So hopefully you have those genes. We'll get us some views.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you going to do? So, all right. What are we going to talk about on our next episode that no one's going to listen to?
Well, if you want to suggest a topic,
who's going to suggest it? All the brains are coming from us. All right. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about.
Yeah. Send it into at Biola Open Information.
Is that what your Instagram account is called?
Yeah, I just changed it.
Ah, I can't keep track.
Yeah. So, I want to talk about the dorm phone thing.
You're right.
So, I had this original idea. I thought of it myself. And
wow. That's a lie. That's a total lie. But I told him this could be done months ago, and he went, no, it can't, shut up. And now here we are.
I don't remember that conversation.
I kind of believe
her that it happened because it sounds... something like what I might say.
Yeah, it did happen. I remember everything.
Yeah, so then I discovered on my own that the dorm phones can call other dorm phones. And so me and a friend went around to every dorm at Biola. It was quite the tour. Like, I hadn't been on most of the floors, and
did you go inside what I hear is a dorm called Sigma?
You know, I did. I had never been inside before, and let me tell you,
I didn't even know there was an
exactly
inside.
Exactly what you expect.
Wait, okay, as also never being in Sigma, can I, or maybe being in there once, who knows, I'm going to guess yellow walls.
It was so nondescript, I couldn't even tell you.
Oh my gosh, what if it doesn't exist?
You know, I might have hallucinated the whole thing.
That's valid.
Because, like, I went in and I went out and I didn't see anyone, so there's no one to confirm that it's real.
Yeah. We have to cut this stuff out.
No, I'm not spending any time editing.
Oh,
this.
God, no! I talked about Love Island!
I may cut out the first 30 seconds.
Okay, good. Well, I just mentioned it again! Now you have to edit it.
All right, I'm editing it right now. Just a second. We'll be right.
We're recording now?
Yep.
Okay, I said his name, and then he had to stop so he could find it and re-edit it. His name's...
All right, she said my name again, but we're back.
I really want to do it again, but I won't for the sake of...
Well, yeah, it's just hurting you at this point. We just have to keep stopping and editing.
I don't have to edit it. I'm sitting here, chilling, feet up. Somebody left their glasses in here.
Yeah.
I thought they were...
Yeah, if you have pink, semi-transparent glasses, they're in the Torch.
They're real cute,
stream.
TBH. If I didn't have whack vision,
I should also say, in case the Torch is listening, we didn't actually sneak in here. We had someone who has access. And
is this
I
where they film?
They don't film, but they record. This is where the Torch records.
I'm not a CMA major. I can give that much about myself.
Yeah. I am actually kind of supposed to have access. I don't know. It's kind of a gray area.
Who knows? I will say that one of the bonding things between us is that we both think Mamma Mia 2 is a cinematic masterpiece, and that should...
It is.
Grant us access.
I don't even know if that's a bonding thing. Like, that should just be a common bonding point of humanity.
At the same time, it's not. It's, like, so shocking.
I know.
That...
But, I mean, when you got Lily James...
God, she's
and
just incredible.
Abba.
Yeah.
And, dare I say it, I get the appeal. I don't like her, but Cher.
Yes.
That's just a winning combo.
Yeah, I think Cher, Colin Firth, I'm really a fan of him.
Yeah.
I'm currently reading Pride and Prejudice right now, and people keep telling me that he makes a fantastic Mr. Darcy, so I will be excited.
I didn't like Pride and Prejudice.
I am trying to read more romance, so...
figure it'll boost your chances.
Trying to learn some hot tips from Jane Austen, so, you know...
How to court 101.
I know. Who knows, man?
All right.
All right, let's end and make another one.
That's episode 2.